an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's Sunday night, and this is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network. A weekly look inside LSU athletics with exclusive interviews with coaches, student athletes, and administrators. And now, from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios on the campus of LSU, here is your host of LSU 60, Bill Franquez.
Good evening, Tiger fans. Welcome to another edition of LSU 60. Bill Franquez here along with Jeff Palermo as we bring you LSU 60, brought to you by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. We're live in the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios. We're located right next door to Tiger Stadium. And of course, the Tigers will be coming off a big win against Florida when LSU is back in Tiger Stadium this Saturday to face Ole Miss. But first, let's talk about last night. What a tremendous victory for Coach Ed Orgeron and the Tigers, 37-34 over 6th-ranked Florida. The Tigers were a huge underdog going into the game. LSU, going into the contest, had only 54 players available, and then several other injuries occurred during warm-ups and, of course, during the game. And the Tigers, as Coach O always preaches, abided by the philosophy of next man up, and that's exactly what happened. A lot of young players, a lot of true freshmen made huge impacts upon the game last night. The Tigers fought for every single down, for every single yard, and it added up to a great LSU victory over Florida, 37-34. We're going to talk a lot about last night's game, of course. We'll give you all the highlights, some fantastic calls, some exciting calls from the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, as he describes LSU's thrilling 37-34 victory over Florida. The Tigers improved to 4-5 on the year. And as we said, LSU will wrap up the season this coming Saturday right back here at Tiger Stadium, LSU versus Ole Miss. Kickoff is set for 2:30. The game will be televised on the SEC Network. The Tigers, as I'm sure you know by now, will not play in a bowl game this season, so this will be the final game of the season for 2020, and hopefully the Tigers will continue and build upon that momentum for last night's victory, close out the season strong against Ole Miss, and then look forward to 2021. That's certainly the goal of Coach Orgeron and his staff. As Coach said last night, perhaps that win over Florida is the first building block and rebuilding and bringing the championship program back to LSU. He has a plan to do that. A big part of that plan is coming up this week. Of course, Wednesday is the first national signing day for football. LSU is expected to have an outstanding class. So Coach Orgeron and the staff and, of course, the players deserve a lot of credit for last night's win. And hopefully this is the start of a rebuilding that championship level of play for the LSU Fighting Tigers. So, again, we'll talk about last night's game here on LSU 60 a little later in the show. Jeff Palermo will join us. Jeff will talk to LSU special teams coach Greg McMahon. Of course, Coach McMahon watched his kicker, Cade York, deliver the longest field goal in LSU history as the game winner, 57 yards last night in the fog in the swamp in Gainesville to give the Tigers the victory. We'll talk to Coach McMahon about that. Then later, softball coach Beth Tarina joins us here on LSU 60. Coach Tarina, of course, already entering her 10th season at LSU, and she has a powerhouse softball program averaging 45 wins per season. We'll talk about LSU softball with Coach Tarina, some of the obstacles they've had to face in having the COVID-19 cancel the 2020 season, but she's got all her players back, plus a lot of newcomers, so 2021 looking very, very strong for LSU softball. So stay with us. We've got a lot to do tonight. Look forward to talking about last night's victory. We're back after this timeout on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier. Sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Latest on LSU athletics each Sunday night. This is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Tiger fans, LSU 60 brought to you live each week from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios. Capital One has reimagined banking, offering accounts with no fees or minimums. Capital One is the official bank and credit card of the NCAA. How about a quick look at today's college football rankings? In the AP poll, Alabama is number one, followed by Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Clemson in the top four. Texas A&M is number five, followed by Cincinnati, Indiana, Iowa State, Coastal Carolina at number nine with an 11-0 record, and Georgia moves into the top 10. The Bulldogs are number 10. Florida, with last night's loss to the Tigers, drops to number 11. A very similar results in the coaches poll this week. Alabama at one, followed by Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, A&M at number five, Cincinnati, Indiana, Iowa State, Georgia number nine in the coaches poll, Oklahoma is number 10, Florida also dropping to number 11 in the coaches rankings. All right, last night, LSU 37, Florida 34, just adding to the long line of great victories for LSU in Gainesville. I think back to 2004 when Marcus Randle threw a fourth quarter touchdown pass to Joseph Addai for a win. In 2010, of course, it was the Josh Jasper fake field goal and the TD pass from Jarrett Lee to Terrence Tolliver to win it. In 2014, Colby Delahousie hit a 50-yard field goal on the final play of the game to give the Tigers the victory over the Gators. And last night, of course, a tremendous win that culminates with a 57-yard field goal by Cade York as the Tigers get the victory. Let's talk about it. LSU's defense set the tone early in the game. The Gators in the first quarter moved to the shadow of the LSU goal line, but on a fourth and goal, LSU's defense stood strong.
Malik Davis going to check in at running back. Trask will be under center. He'll give to Davis. He's hit at the line, going to be pulled back. And the Tigers make the stand. Neil Farrell Jr. got to him first, and a turnover on downs inside the five. The Gators are denied.
Great stand for the LSU defense, but the Gators on their next possession do take the lead. They move 52 yards in five plays with 8:01 left in the first quarter. Kyle Trask, the Florida quarterback, scores on a one-yard run, 7-0 Florida. But LSU comes right back under freshman quarterback Max Johnson, making his first ever collegiate start on the road in the Swamp. Johnson leads the Tigers on a 75-yard march, and he caps the drive with a five-yard TD pass to Jeray Jenkins.
Second down, goal to go from the Gator 5. Johnson in the shotgun. TDP on a wing to his left. Here's the snap. Johnson rolls to his left, now stops, tosses one back of the end zone. Caught! Jeray Jenkins, touchdown, Tigers. Five-yard snap and a throw by Max Johnson picks up his third passing touchdown of the year. And Jeray Jenkins, excellent job. His second score of the year, and the Tigers are 1 point away from tying this one up.
Tigers tied at seven apiece. Then early in the second quarter, Eli Ricks, another true freshman, making big plays for the Tigers. He picks off a Kyle Trask pass, and returns it to the house.
Mark the ball at the 35-yard line. Trip receivers bunch to the right. Davis in the backfield. Trask, two steps. Now fires. Going to be picked off. Ricks has it near side. He's across midfield. He's to the 40, the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers!
Tigers lead 14-7 with 12:59 remaining in the second quarter. On Florida's next possession, the Tigers again force a turnover. Very unusual play. A pass from Trask bounces off receiver Kadarius Toney's hand, hits the helmet of LSU defensive back Dwight McGlothern, and then Jay Ward makes the interception and keeps his feet in bounds. An incredible play. Let's hear Chris's description.
Trask going to work under center. Steps back, five steps, looks to his right. Now will start to sprint to his right, still looking for a receiver, and the ball tipped up in the air, and it may have been intercepted at about the four-yard line.
The official's going to confirm, but I think he might have caught it and stayed in bounds. It's, it could be LSU ball.
Jay Ward comes up with the ball on the tip drill. I think the officials are saying, was he out of bounds and came back onto the playing field?
It was ruled after review to be an interception for Jay Ward, so the Tigers with their second turnover of the night, second interception of Heisman candidate Kyle Trask. Florida narrows the deficit on a field goal by Evan McPherson, 23 yards out. It's 14-10 with 6:25 remaining in the second quarter. Then the Gators take the lead. Trask moves them 66 yards on seven plays. Jacob Copeland on the 19-yard pass reception from Kyle Trask. Florida leads 17-14 with just 2:25 remaining in the first half. But then a pivotal set of events really shifted the momentum back to LSU going into halftime. Johnson again brilliantly leads LSU on a 75-yard, 9-play drive, and he hits fellow freshman Kayshawn Boutte with this scoring pass.
And now the clock beginning to move. LSU trying to line up quickly here. First down and 10 at the Gator 34-yard line. Johnson in the shotgun. John Emery, the single back. Corner blitz comes. Johnson throws. Boutte's got it wide open at the 10. Far side. He's in for the score. Touchdown, Tigers! And LSU back on top, 20-17. And we've seen our share of defensive backfield busts, but that one for the Gators left Boutte wide open as Dan Mullen stares, trying to figure out what just happened to his defense.
What just happened was the Tigers take a 21-17 lead just 33 seconds before halftime. Florida tries to get in position for a score before the half, but the Tiger defense again comes up with a big play, forcing its third turnover of the night.
Down to 20 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Trask takes the snap, looks to his left. Here comes pressure. Ball comes out. It's loose at the 28-yard line. Going to be picked up by the Tigers inside the 20, down to the 16-yard line. B.J. Ojulari falls on the football, carries it forward, and the Tigers have forced the third turnover of the game as Trask had the ball stripped loose.
So Tigers take advantage of that opportunity. York hits a 39-yard field goal on the final play of the half. LSU has a 24-17 lead going into the locker room. Tigers receive the second half kickoff and move 63 yards on 17 plays. It's finished with a 30-yard field goal from Cade York. Tigers lead 27-17 with 8:29 remaining in the third quarter. But Florida gets its offense rolling on its next two possessions. The Gators go 75 yards in four plays. Trask with a one-yard run. Then the Gators go 81 yards in five plays. Kadarius Toney with a nine-yard pass reception from Trask. And with 3:11 left in the third quarter, Florida now leads 31-27. But another key moment in the game. After Florida scored to go up 31-27, the LSU defense forced three consecutive three-and-outs, allowing the Tigers offense to get LSU the lead once again. As early in the fourth quarter, Johnson directs a nine-play, 84-yard drive. A big pass from Johnson to Kayshawn Boutte was a huge play in the march. And then it's capped with a four-yard pass from Johnson to Trey Bradford.
Here's the snap. Johnson, quick fire, gets it and making the grab. It's touchdown. Bradford in for the score. Touchdown, Tigers! Bradford checks on from the far sideline, and 6 seconds later, he's into the end zone, giving the Tigers the lead, 33-31. Bradford with his first career touchdown as an LSU Fighting Tiger.
Trey Bradford, another true freshman making an impact. Young man from Dallas with his first career TD. Tigers lead 34-31 early in the fourth quarter. Florida, with 2:51 left in the game, ties it on a McPherson 31-yard field goal. That capped a 72-yard drive. 34-34 with 2:51 left. LSU with the ball back trying to get in position for a game-winning field goal. The Tigers are stopped on third and long inside their 30-yard line, but Florida flagged for an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. The drive continues. Johnson moves LSU into field goal range, and from 57 yards out, Cade York gives the Tigers the lead.
Fourth down and 9 with 27 seconds remaining in this game. Cade York, the sophomore from McKinney, Texas, going to try a 57-yarder. Middle of the field. Here's the approach and the kick. On its way, and it is good! Cade York with a school record 57-yard field goal. And the Tigers lead 37-34 with 23 seconds remaining in this contest. What a boot!
Wow, the longest field goal in LSU history gives the Tigers the lead with 23 seconds left in the game. Now, Florida does get in position for one last opportunity to tie the game. Evan McPherson lines up for a 51-yard field goal to try to send the contest into overtime.
Waiting on the snap. Jacob Finn, the punter, will hold. McPherson readies. Waiting on the snap. Placement is down. Kick is up. It's on its way, and this kick is no good! Tigers win! Tigers win! They explode up the far sideline! And number 6 goes down tonight at home in Gainesville, 37-34. LSU is the winner.
Congratulations to the Tigers, to Coach O and his staff. A great victory for LSU. And LSU will look to close out the season this weekend. 2:30 kickoff against Ole Miss Saturday in Tiger Stadium. All right, stay with us. We'll talk more about last night's game as Jeff Palermo joins us. He'll visit with LSU special teams coach Greg McMahon. That's coming up after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
Holiday Hotline, how may I help you?
Ugh, I'm in a jam. I waited too late to pick up a holiday gift for my boss. Any advice?
Why, certainly, sir. Holiday scratch-offs from the lottery.
Great idea. Thanks.
Holiday Hotline, how may I help you?
I'm looking for a special gift for my ladies. You dig?
Doug, might I suggest Holiday Scratch-Off from the lottery? Your ladies will love them.
Thanks, baby.
It's the Holiday Scratch-Offs, holiday gifts, snowball bucks, and stocking stuffer. Win up to $100,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Cavender's is more than a brand. It's our family name. We believe in dressing how you live and living how you dress. So it doesn't matter if you spend your days like this or like this. At Cavender's, you can expect handcrafted boots, perfectly shaped hats, and high-quality Western wear. Because that's what it takes to meet our family standard. Cavender's. Don't just wear it. Live it.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Hey, here's a bit of wisdom from your Uncle Cooper. Tires exist on a spectrum. On one end, you got too much tire. On the other, you don't get enough. Both ends are rip-offs. You're either paying for more than you need or needing more even after you pay. So if you want a tire that costs what tires should cost and does what tires should do, go mwah, right for the sweet spot. Go with the Coopers. Cooper.
Back with more LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Here again is your host, Bill Frankes.
LSU 60 is sponsored by TJ Ribs, official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. And fans, you can show off your Tiger spirit. Visit cox.com/Tigers. Take a selfie with Mike the Tiger. And don't forget to share. Watch together, cheer together, take a selfie together. Even if you're not actually together, Cox, bringing us closer. All right, time to head out to the LSU football complex. Jeff Palermo standing by with special teams coach Greg McMahon.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Quite a game last night, Coach McMahon. Before we get into the historic field goal, record-breaking field goal, and nearly a blocked field goal to end the game, let's just kind of talk about the fact that that team last night, down numbers, a lot of people doubting them, reached deep down inside and pulled off really a tremendous victory, an upset win over a really good Florida team.
Well, I really appreciate the question because I think it's a tribute to Coach Orgeron and the kind of man he is and the way he, his expectations for our team, for our coaching staff, for us to, you know, just to grind together and just block out the noise. And, you know, we're only as strong as our weakest link. And so those players, man, they just rallied together and they just kept playing and playing. And we really expected to win that game, and just so happy for our players and for Coach Orgeron, and just a great night for the Tigers.
What was the attitude during the week heading into the game? Did you sense this team was going to put a really good effort together?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, we've played hard all year. We've had a few, just like a lot of teams, this 2020 has just been a unique year, but our guys have been playing. They play for our head football coach. They play for our staff. They play for each other, and they're very prideful. And some of these young guys are now starting to get in the big stage and find out, wow. And so we're so excited about these players and this program and the future that it holds.
And during the course of the game, you end up losing some guys. You lose a cornerback to targeting. Another cornerback goes down with an injury. You don't have Derek Stingley Jr. out there. You lose a couple of running backs, but yet you somehow still prevail. So as the game is going on, what's kind of the mood on the sidelines as you see these guys go down one by one, and it really becomes a game of attrition?
You know, as you know, hindsight's 20/20. But as you look back and reflect back, what 12 hours or whatever it was, that was a fun game. Our guys just played, and they went out there, they were loose, they were having fun. You could tell how much they were enjoying the game and the competition. And like, you know, like you say, John came off or Tyron came off and just like, hey, Chris, you got to roll, or you know, Trey, you got to go. And so, you know, guys like, you know, both of our young corners, Dwight McLaughlin and Darren Evans, they had to step in. And so it was just fun to see their reaction and their production. It was just fun.
And then obviously it was a lot of fun to see Cade York hit the 57-yard field goal, school record, to win the game. I don't know if you really say much to him before the game or before he kicks, but I'm sure you kind of talk to him about that moment, you know, during the course of the season, during practice. So what do you tell a kicker when you guys are talking about trying to kick a game-winning kick? I would imagine it's all positive thought.
First of all, he's very, very talented, and we knew that when he signed with us when he left Prosper High School in Dallas. And so we knew he was talented. He's got a high skill level. And then the thing that we try to tell all of our players is trust the process. So people don't realize that Cade grinds through every week of getting with Quentin Skinner, who's a first-year snapper, with Zach Von Rosenberg, who's his holder, and they grind through the monotony of just getting skillful at striking a ball. And so they were extremely confident going in there because they'd seen themselves through practice. And listen, Cade's finishing up his second year, and he's had really good numbers. So he was confident. And thank God, you know, the offense did such a great job of taking the ball down and setting us up to where it could be a huge win for LSU. But it was pretty neat to see that.
Did you actually see the ball go through the uprights through the fog?
I did. I did. You know, at ground level, I think it was a little better than it was probably from above ground. And so, no, you could see the track of the ball, and So, yeah, and he nailed it. I mean, as soon as it came off his foot, you could just tell that he had drilled it. And so he just had a, and again, I can't say enough about Quentin Skinner. Man, he snaps it, and Von Rosenberg holds it, and our O-line just battled and grinded and kept him on the line of scrimmage and let the ball get over the line of scrimmage, and he nailed it.
Looked like that could have gone from 65. I mean, what's the longest you've seen him make at practice?
I'm an old school guy, so I'm not every kicker you've ever been around wants to show you can make an 80-yard field goal. So our whole thing this year has been, hey, let's lead the country in 50 yards and in. And he's bought into that, and we've had a few misses this year, but you know, I know this. He's good from 60 plus, and so and he's certainly, and like Coach said, hey man, we're on the road, hostile environment. Man, we came here to win the game. Let's go win this sucker. And there was no doubt from anybody on our sideline, any player, any coach, that he wasn't going to make that kick.
Now, Florida gets back in field goal position and had a chance to tie the game. And, man, did Jay Ward nearly block another one. He is so quick off the edge there. What's his secret other than just, I guess, a first quickness, anticipation?
You know, it's another really good question. You know, Jack Marucci, as everybody knows, is our trainer, and Jack does a study of pass rushers on our team. He's got a laser gun that he does, and so he does a test for us in training camp or right before training camp in the summertime of who are the guys with the best get off. Are they left eye dominant, right eye dominant? And so Jack had came to and said, hey, just so you know, Jay Ward may be our best get-off guy. And so, and Jay sees himself every time blocking a kick. So he'll take four steps off the line of scrimmage. He leaves on his fourth step. He always gives effort. And what happens is not only does he block kicks, but he affects kicks. And so there's no doubt in my mind that Jay Ward affected that kick last night. No question.
They knew he was coming off that side so quick, so they knew they had to get it off quickly. Before I let you go, I guess I got to ask you about Zach Von Rosenberg. He's had such a great season. I think he gave the stat last night. I think he's older than like 23 punters in the NFL or something like that. It was something crazy, but he had another good night last night. Down one at the 1 yard line.
Everybody talks about his age. You know, the thing about Zach is he was playing minor league baseball for 4 or 5 years, and so. Yeah, he is older than a lot of guys and stuff, but it wasn't like he was taking time off. He was trying to make a big league club, and so he's certainly a good athlete, and he's just a neat guy. He's fun. He's mature. Everybody on the team respects him. Everybody in the building respects him, and so he knows exactly who he is, and we're really proud of how he's evolved as a punter, and he's made some big hits for us, and certainly that the punt you're talking about down on the one, and then how about Kayshawn Boutte, who's playing great? He's the guy who downed the ball. So it was just a collective effort. It was a fun night.
You needed a lot of guys to play both offense, defense, and then special teams. So, all right, one more game here against Ole Miss. What's your thoughts on that?
Excited to get back to Tiger Stadium and just excited to be around this team for one more week. And just let them keep growing and seeing all these young guys maturing. And we as a coaching staff get to work with these guys. It's a blessing every day we go work with these guys. So it's going to be a great week. And we're looking forward to preparing for a really, really good Ole Miss team.
Coach McMahon, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
That is special teams coordinator for the LSU Tigers, Greg McMahon. We'll take a break. When we come back, more of LSU 60 here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch. Not in the home of more.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Every Sunday night, it's 60 minutes of all things LSU. This is LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Fans, welcome back to LSU 60, presented by TJ Rim's official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. And if this year has taught us anything, it's that we can all do more than we ever thought possible. Our Lady of the Lake would like to thank the community for its ongoing support and the healthcare heroes working on the front line. Our Lady of the Lake, the official healthcare provider of LSU Athletics. And now we're very pleased to be joined by the head coach of the LSU softball program, Coach Beth Tarina. Coach is entering her 10th season at the helm of the LSU softball program, and it's been a fantastic near decade of LSU softball under Coach Tarina, averaging 45 wins per year, four College World Series appearances, including three appearances in Oklahoma City since 2015. The Tigers have finished the last six seasons ranked in the top 10, which leads the SEC. Good evening, Coach. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. It's been an exciting weekend.
Yes, it has. Well, okay, I got to ask you about last night's game because I know you were a Florida Gator in a previous life, but now you bleed purple and gold. That had to be exciting to watch.
It was. It was exciting. And, you know, I cheer for the Gators when they're not
right.
playing LSU, sort of. But I've been at LSU now. We're talking about a decade. I was only at Florida for 4 years. So,
right.
This is my home and this is my team. There's no doubt about that.
Great, Coach. Well, you know, last season, 2020, LSU finished number five in the country. You were the highest-ranked SEC team. Of course, the season ended in mid-March due to COVID-19, and you guys were having an unbelievable year heading into conference play. You were scheduled to go to South Carolina when the season was canceled. 21-3, best ERA in the country, top 10 batting average in the country. That had to be so difficult for your team to go through that process of having the season canceled. Reflect back on that and how you guys have come back together to get ready for this coming season.
Yeah, it was tough. And it was, you know, just bringing it up, like you think about, you know, we were going to South Carolina. We had, I mean, the kids had their bags packed, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, when we ended the season, a lot of them were literally rolling their bags out of Tiger Park because we were supposed to be going on a trip,
right.
you know. But I think that gave us so much. At the same time, you know, I think they understand now that every day is so precious. And you talk about that, right? You always say, oh, there's no guarantees. You got to play like there's no tomorrow. But there actually was no tomorrow last year. So I think it taught them a lot of valuable lessons. And really, yeah, we want to win games and championships, no doubt. But ultimately, we're trying to teach all of these young women life lessons. And that's probably the biggest one I've ever been a part of.
Well, absolutely. Well, Coach, of course, the byproduct of that situation is that all your seniors were eligible to return for this coming season. So as a result, you have a little larger roster than usual. Looking at your roster, you have 30 players, including all those fantastic players from last year, your upperclassmen, plus an influx of new talented players. Talk about managing this larger roster and how you and your staff plan to navigate this season.
Well, this fall has been challenging, but awesome, I would say. It is so competitive within just our own team. And, you know, we lost our fall games, which it didn't matter this year because we are so competitive ourselves. Our pitching staff, our offense, like these guys are just competing against each other day in, day out. And we did some things differently this fall than we've ever done before. Because of COVID, just because of our numbers, we staggered some stuff and we did some different groupings, but it created a ton of really fun competition. And I just enjoyed watching them play all fall. So I'm excited about what's in store for them.
I know this may be a difficult question to answer right now because there's so much uncertainty about the season, but just give us your thoughts on the outlook for the coming 2021 softball season. Normally you'd be starting in mid-February. Is that still the goal right now?
Well, right now I think our goal is just to remain intact, just our regular schedule. We haven't made any changes to it yet. I think we're hopeful that we can continue on, and also realistic that there may need to be some change and there may need to be some adjustment. So for our group, just give us another team to play, and whoever it is, we're going to give them our best game, and I promise you it's going to be a really good one. So whoever they tell us we're going to play, if it's more SEC games or whatever it might be, we're going to play them, and we're going to give them all we got.
Well, Coach, of course, we always ask you about the theme for the coming season. And in your decade here, there's always a theme, a motivational tool that the team uses to get prepared for the season and carry it on through the entire year. What is your theme for 2021?
You're going to like this one,
all right.
I think.
All right.
It's called Make It Count. And, of course, the obvious is, you know, with last year being canceled, we want to make sure that we make everything we do count, make every day count. But it's also about making every count and everything we do count, every swing, every pitch, making sure all of those things count because they do, right? It's inches away from winning national championships and from winning the toughest games on our schedule. But along with that, we measured a lot of things that the girls did this fall. So we measured ground balls, we measured exit velocity and launch angle and spin rate and you name it, we measured it. Mm-hmm. And we were able to give our players a really comprehensive look at where they're at by the numbers, not just by the eye test. And of course the eye test still matters, right? But it was really fun. And again, added to this competitive feel we had out there all fall. We put the top five fielding percentage on the board, or the top five exit velocity from the day before on the scoreboard, and we had a lot of fun measuring and making everything count.
Well, Coach, last year in those 24 games that you did play, your offense was so dynamic. A 344 team batting average, which was ninth in the country, 41 doubles, 19 home runs, 35 of 39 in stolen base attempts. You guys proved to be a very versatile offense. Is that what we're going to see again in 2021?
I think so. You know, Lindsay and Howard and Sandra have done such a good job with their offense and really made some big drastic changes a few years ago, and we've just continued to reap the benefits of that, you know. And I mean, returning all of those guys, all of those players, I mean, a lot of our lineup you would think would stay intact, and then of course, if they're challenged by a freshman or a newcomer, you can only imagine we'll be that much better, right? And there's some newcomers that are challenging, without a doubt. But we're really proud of just Georgia Clark, Shelby Sinceri, Taylor Pleasant, Aaliyah Andrews. Those guys had a great fall, and they're still doing exactly what they were doing and trying to find ways to make it even better.
We're talking with LSU softball coach Beth Tarina, her club preparing for the 2021 season. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about Beth's pitching staff and also some of her other top players returning for what we expect to be another great LSU softball season. So stay with us. We're back after this timeout on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Clint. I started as a service clerk at Rouse's, and now I'm the VP of operations. If you're looking for a career instead of a job, come grow with us. There's a future for you here. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Holiday Hotline, how may I help you?
Ugh, I'm in a jam. I waited too late to pick up a holiday gift for my boss. Any advice?
Why, certainly, sir. Holiday scratch-offs from the lottery.
Great idea. Thanks.
Holiday Hotline, how may I help you?
I'm looking for a special gift for my ladies. You dig?
Doug, might I suggest Holiday Scratch-Off from the lottery? Your ladies will love them.
Thanks, baby.
It's the Holiday Scratch-Offs. Holiday gifts, snowball bucks, and stocking stuffer. Win up to $100,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to health care, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
If this year has taught us anything, it's we can all do more than we ever thought possible. That compassion can persevere through the greatest challenge. and that ingenuity and excellence can transform us forever. At Our Lady of the Lake, we see each person, never simply the patient, because health is a human experience. Our Lady of the Lake, the official healthcare provider of LSU Athletics.
I'm Mark. I started as a local chef, came into the deli department at Rouse's, and now I'm a store director. So if you're in the restaurant or hospitality business and you're looking for a career change, come grow with us at Rouse's. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Discover a place where legends are made, where ordinary checks itself at the door, and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winter Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
The latest on LSU athletics each Sunday night. This is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU 60 presented by TJ Rimm's, official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. And fans, you can download the LSU mobile app. Show us how you go with Tabasco using hashtag Tabasco Tigers for a chance to win a $100 gift card to the Tabasco Country Store. Tabasco sauce, the number one pick of the LSU Tigers. Go Tigers. As we continue our discussion with LSU softball coach Beth Tarina. Coach, your players in the circle, as I mentioned earlier, your pitching staff had the best ERA in the country last season, 0.95. Had a dynamic rotation. Shelby Wickersham, Shelby Sunseri, Marybeth Gorsuch, and Ali Kaponen, and they're all back this year. So tell us about the makeup of the staff and what makes it so effective.
Yeah, I'm grinning from ear to ear when you're reading those numbers and saying those names and just thinking about what we have. And the coolest thing we have is we have a staff, and they have embraced this more than any group I've ever had. You know, last year when we had those numbers, we had four pitchers with about almost identical number of innings pitched, which is just incredible, you know. And they want that. They cheer for each other. They pull for each other. They are each other's biggest support system. So, you know, it's really fun just to be around people like that. That it's so much less pressure, because if you don't get it done, you know there's a great pitcher right behind you that's going to come and be able to help you. And then we added, you know, a really strong freshman to that group, Morgan Smith, who is just a spectacular player, can pitch, can hit. She also can run it down in the outfield and, you know, dive like the best of them out there, has a great arm too. So I think everyone's going to really enjoy seeing all of the things that she can do. We've been really impressed with her all fall as well.
Coach, one of the highlights in the circle last year was a perfect game thrown by Marybeth Gorsuch against Belmont. As a former collegiate pitcher yourself, just talk about how difficult that is to actually throw a perfect game.
The perfect game was super cool. The fact that she threw 21 first pitch strikes was just unreal. 21 out of 21 batters got a first pitch strike. And you've seen a lot of baseball games. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Every single hitter saw a first pitch strike, which
amazing.
Is just amazing. I mean, it truly was. There is no such thing as perfection, but it was as close as you can get in my world. And to see a player like that, you know, Marybeth sat behind Carly Hoover and Allie Wall-Jasper.
Yeah.
She's continued to fight. She stuck with it. She, you know, never considered doing something else. She's a Tiger through and through, and, you know, battled some injuries and things in her lifetime. And just to see a player like that have that moment makes it all worth it for all of us.
Of course, Marybeth is the leader, the veteran of your pitching staff. And you mentioned in the last segment a couple of your veterans in Shelby Sunseri and Aaliyah Andrews. Those two young ladies have been real staples of your program. You said they both had great falls. That has to be real encouraging when the leaders of your team can perform so well.
Yeah, and the cool thing is neither of them would say they had a great fall because they were working on so many things and it wasn't their standard. But the fact that you're as good as they are, as talented as they are, and they're still continuing to push to find ways to get better, truly stay on the course with the process, that's been really fun to see. And they're just special players. You know, the two of them are just a lot of fun to watch. So Shelby can just do so many things with her pitching, hitting, and then Aaliyah, I don't know. I'll put her in a race against anybody you want to bring out. So bring them over. We'll set it up.
Yeah, she was phenomenal last year, Coach. I believe I read where she was 18 of 19 in stolen base attempts. I mean, she's such a weapon when she's on base.
She is. She really is. She can just change every game and, you know, sets the tone for us. So if she gets on base, you feel pretty confident we're going to find a way to score. That's for sure.
Well, Coach, of course, one of the hallmarks of your program not only is great on-the-field success, but off the field as well. In fact, last spring, LSU softball scored a perfect 1,000 in the academic progress rate, which measures how well your student-athletes are faring in the classroom. And obviously, they're faring extremely well. In fact, Shelby Wickersham was named an academic All-American as well. Just talk about the obligation you guys have as a staff to not only develop great softball players, but also to create strong, confident women who can succeed in any endeavor after they leave LSU.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that is, you know, what we're trying to do. And for us, we're getting better with professional softball. We had a really cool league this summer, a cool opportunity with Athletes Unlimited. But, you know, they're going to be professionals in something else, and they're going to make their money doing something else. So the fact that they are committed to being just well-rounded people, we try to remind them that softball is not who they are. It's something that they do, and they do it very well, but it's not who they are. They have a lot of other things going for them. And we have some extremely intelligent people on the field right now. That only makes us better when we're competing because they have a better idea of what next pitch is coming, of where to play, of where to shift, of, you know, things like that. So the smarter they are, the better we are.
All right, Coach, before we let you go, just your thoughts as we wrap up the fall semester. Of course, the student-athletes are taking finals this week. The semester is about ready to close, and then they're able to go home for a little bit and come back to LSU to begin training for the season. Just your thoughts on how you want the next couple of months to unfold as you prepare for the season.
Yeah, it's definitely the scariest time of year for a coach, right? We do all that work in the fall, and then they get a big break. And this year, a little bit longer than normal. You know, our kids went home at Thanksgiving, and we won't see them again until January 8th. So, but I'm confident in this group. And like I said, it's so competitive that I am very confident that they're going to be doing what they need to do and making great choices and just getting prepared. And they're as excited as any group you've ever seen to represent LSU this spring and just prove what they're capable of.
Absolutely, Coach. We definitely look forward to it. Can't wait to be back in Tiger Park and see your team perform in 2021. Best wishes, happy holidays, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Same to you. Thanks so much for the opportunity tonight.
All right, great. Coach Beth Tarina with us this evening here on LSU 60. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little SEC football, give you the schedule for the coming week, the SEC championship game on Saturday, along with a few regular season games to wrap up the season, including LSU versus Ole Miss 2:30 in Tiger Stadium. So we're back after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier. Sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
Every Sunday night, it's 60 minutes of all things LSU. This is LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU 60, presented each week by TJ Rim's, official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. And this week, fans, you will not want to miss Inside LSU Football with Coach Ed Ogeron. It's presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors every week on the LSU Sports Television Network. Inside LSU Football airs on Sunday night, so catch it tonight at 10:35 p.m. on WBRZ Channel 2 in Baton Rouge, and check local listings for the LSU Sports Television Network affiliate in your area. Inside LSU Football with Coach O, as you'll be able to relive last night's tremendous 37-34 victory over Florida as the Tigers knock off the sixth-ranked Gators. Here are the scores from the SEC in yesterday's action. Ole Miss and Texas A&M were scheduled to play yesterday. Of course, the game was postponed due to COVID-19 concerns within the Ole Miss program. However, Ole Miss is still scheduled to be here on Saturday to take on LSU at 2:30 in Tiger Stadium. So the Ole Miss-Texas A&M game was not played. That game will not be made up. In fact, if the league gets through this coming week without any cancellations, that will be the only game that was canceled in the SEC's proposed 70-game schedule. So credit to the SEC and the way they put the schedule together. It was a big success, and they're very close to having a perfect 70-for-70 game played final figure. But Ole Miss Texas A&M was not played, and A&M now will play Tennessee in Knoxville to close out the regular season. The Aggies, of course, are still very much alive for a college football playoff berth. Meanwhile, yesterday's action, Georgia, which has found its quarterback in JT Daniels. Since Daniels took over the helm as the Georgia signal caller, the Bulldogs have been playing much better offensively. And yesterday, Georgia rolled to a 49-14 win over Missouri. The Bulldogs are now 7-2 on the year. Missouri, which has had a very solid season, is now 5-4 in 2020. Alabama rolls to a 52-3 win over Arkansas yesterday in Fayetteville. The number one tied, now 10-0. Arkansas is 3-7. Matt Jones threw for 208 yards to help lead Alabama to the win. Devontae Smith had a punt return of over 80 yards that sparked the tie to the victory as well. Tennessee yesterday in Nashville snapped a six-game losing streak. The Volunteers defeated Vanderbilt 42-17. Tennessee now 3-6 on the year, and Vanderbilt drops to 0-9. And then also last night in Starkville, Auburn defeated Mississippi State 24-10. Auburn completes the regular season at 6-4, but Auburn did today decide to part ways with Coach Gus Malzahn. Malzahn no longer the coach of the Auburn football team. The Tigers get the win 24-10 last night over Mississippi State, which dropped to 2-7 on the year. And that sets us up for the final regular season weekend of SEC play, and also the first postseason weekend as well, as the SEC championship game will be played this Saturday at 7 o'clock, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. It will be Alabama versus Florida. They'll play for the Southeastern Conference Championship. And there are five other games on the docket as well. Make it four other games on the docket to close out the regular season. Texas A&M, which we said still very much alive for a college football playoff berth, the fifth-ranked Aggies will play at 11 a.m. on Saturday against Tennessee in Knoxville, and that game will be televised on ESPN. Also at 11 o'clock, Vanderbilt will play at Georgia on the SEC Network. At 2:30, Missouri at Mississippi State on the SEC Alternate Channel. And also at 2:30, Ole Miss at LSU right here in Tiger Stadium, the game televised on the SEC Network. And the day concludes, of course, with the SEC Championship game at 7 o'clock on CBS, Alabama versus Florida. Stay with us. We're back to wrap up tonight's show right after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Clint. I started as a service clerk at Rouse's, and now I'm the VP of operations. If you're looking for a career instead of a job, come grow with us. There's a future for you here. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game-time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
Hi, this is Jan. Thanks for calling Toyota.
I heard Toyotathon is on.
We've got great year-end deals on Camry, RAV4, Tundra, Highlander, and more. Do you hear that?
Yep, that's my mom. I'm home for the holidays, and she likes eavesdropping on my calls like she used to.
What was that again about year-end deals?
Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Toyotathon is on now. Come in today.
Current offers end January 4th. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Mark. I started as a local chef, came into the deli department at Rouse's, and now I'm a store director. So if you're in the restaurant or hospitality business and you're looking for a career change, come grow with us at Rouse's. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with a starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every QB needs a great team. UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of LSU Athletics.
Back with more LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Here again is your host, Bill Frankes.
Back on LSU 60, presented by TJ Ribs, official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. Got a big week ahead as the football Tigers close out the regular season with a 2:30 game on Saturday against Ole Miss. Plenty of programming to get you ready for the game here on the network this week. Tomorrow at 12:10 p.m., it's Lunch with Coach O, as we'll get you ready for the Ole Miss game and review the Florida game. At 12:30, we'll switch it over to the Coach O press conference as he meets with the media to talk about the coming week in LSU football as the Tigers wrap up the 2020 season, hoping to get win number 5, taking on the Ole Miss Rebels. Then on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, it's the Ed Ogeron Show here on the LSU Sports Radio Network, as Coach O, again, will take calls from the fans and preview LSU's encounter with the Ole Miss Rebels. Then on Saturday, of course, is game day with kickoff at 2:30. Our pregame show on the network will start at 12:30 p.m., so you can join Hunt Palmer, Marlon Favorite, and Brandon Taylor as they talk LSU football as LSU gets set to face the Ole Miss Rebels. Also, there's men's basketball this week. In fact, the men's basketball team will play tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in the PMAC against Sam Houston State. Now, the general public will not be allowed into the game, but it will be on some LSU network stations. So check out LSU men's basketball 11 a.m. tomorrow against Sam Houston State. And the Tigers are also in action at home on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock against UNO, and on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. against North Texas. So men's basketball on Saturday at 11 a.m., followed by LSU football at 2:30 against Ole Miss. So a basketball, football doubleheader on Saturday right here on the LSU campus. So for Jeff Palermo, this is Bill Frankes saying thank you and good night from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studio. We're located right next door to Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This has been an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to LSU 60. Join us again next week for the latest on LSU athletics. LSU 60 is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network.
The LSU Sports Radio Network is a division of LSU Sports Properties and Playfly Sports.